This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. While the battle over Obamacare continues in Washington, Georgians can now sign up for health insurance coverage on online marketplaces called exchanges under the Affordable Care Act. While Georgia's exchange is operated by the federal government, the coverage itself is offered by private companies, the biggest of which is Blue Cross Blue Shield of Georgia, which has built much of its existing business on individual insurance policies. Morgan Kendrick is the president of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Georgia. He joins us now. Mr. Kendrick, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Now that the exchange is live, how do you think it's going?
You know, I think it's going kind of how we expected it to go. You know, anything this big with this much change at one time is going to have challenges. You know, I've heard people that have gotten through. I've heard that brokers have sold product on the exchange. So there is activity. But, you know, we were expecting the challenges and the glitches. I mean, there's a lot of infrastructure build out that was required on the carrier side as well as the government side to get ready for the marketplaces.
Are you concerned, though, about the difficulties that consumers have had on the site so far, or is it about what you expected? Is it better or worse than you expected?
You know, I wouldn't say that I expected there to be challenges. You know, we're 3 days in, 2 days in. So, I mean, it's really hard to make a call on, you know, how long does this persist? I mean, again, people have until December 15 to be enrolled for January 1. So it's a six-month enrollment window. So we're very early on. A lot of people are taking a peek to see what it looks like. The success of the exchanges will be, you know, based in my opinion on A, how easy it is to work, and then once people get on the exchange, how they feel about the value that's there for them. So, I mean, I think there's other things that are part of this equation other than just the simplicity in which someone could get on a site and actually enroll.
Have you had a chance to tell even at this early stage whether more people are actually signing up, purchasing coverage than you expected or fewer or?
I have not seen any numbers at this point in time.
So it's too early to tell.
It's too early to tell from our perspective.
Has the state's refusal to participate in the exchange or set up its own exchange or even take part in consumer preparation and education made it more difficult for you and for consumers than it really needed to be here in Georgia?
You know, that's hard for me to make a comment on. I mean, could they have done more? I mean, you know,
because you end up taking up that slack though.
Well, we've got telesales, we've got direct marketing, we've got broker distribution channel, which is a big component of it. I understand we've got four or five navigators licensed so far in the state, which those numbers will eventually, of course, grow, subject to the requirements that they have to meet. We've got making healthcare reform work for you. .com is a site that we've put out to give information. I know most of the carriers here in Georgia that I've seen have similar sites that they've put out to educate consumers. And I think, you know, it's incumbent upon us as a carrier to market to the constituents how to enroll, what this might look like, what the products would look like, et cetera. So I don't really view it as a slack taker, if you will, from the state.
President Obama, of course, has said this would not happen. That's part of the whole fight that's going on in Washington right now. But if Obamacare were reduced somehow or defunded, what happens to your customers and those of all the other carriers who've already signed up?
You know, that's an interesting question. I mean, again, the president has been very clear. He's not going to do this. However, if it is defunded and it goes away, I mean, you know, the market, again, we expect to be attracting the uninsured market today, which isn't in the insurance pool. There's been an awful lot of work spent getting us to this point. And then, of course, the folks that do shift off of the plans they have to the exchanges, it certainly would be a challenge to sort of begin to unwind that. However, that's certainly not a scenario that I'm anticipating, one where it's unfunded or defunded.
So you're not concerned that if there's some compromise out of Washington that some of the people have already signed up would end up hearing from you and other carriers too, okay, we can't cover you now?
That could be the case. We could continue to cover you. The price would be certainly different. You wouldn't have the federal subsidy that would go along with your own dollars to buy the products that you thought. So there would be a different decision that those individuals would have to make. One would conclude it would be the decision that they're making today, which is to be uninsured.
There's a lot of political pressure all around this, too. Did Blue Cross Blue Shield, right here in Georgia, which is certainly a state where the statewide elected officials are all Republicans,
sure.
Did you get a lot of pressure to not take part in this in order to make it more difficult for the president to make his case?
No, we did not. We did not. You know, we did not get any pressure at all to not participate in this.
Because certainly somebody who is an opponent might be tempted to say, hey, look, we want to make the case that this isn't working, and one way to make the case that it isn't working is to have fewer providers sign up for it.
Sure.
And you haven't heard from anybody who said, look, you know,
nobody has
why don't you just stay out of this?
Nobody has contacted me and said that at all.